this week on Pet Food Alpha Fusion is too lazy to record himself doing the intro. Enjoy the show.
Pet Food Alpha!
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast that brings you the biscuit on all things going on in the world of Final Fantasy XI. As I'm sure you've already noticed, Steak is not here this week. Over the week, him and his wife had another beautiful baby boy, so he is off spending time with his family.
Yay!
So congrats, Steak. Maybe take a breather before pumping another one out. Anyway.
True.
For reals.
Lulz. Yeah, Kieran is also not here this week. He's doing some stuff for school, which, you know, real life before FF11, as the saying goes. So.
True.
Yeah. And then Squig and Shin are here, as usual. So. Alrighty. Jump right into good old juicy tidbits. We actually had some pretty cool news this week. So, I guess the bigger thing this week is the announcement of the new campaign mode for Wings of the Goddess.
This is so exciting. I can't wait to do this.
I'm pumped for this. Yeah, they talk about...
You guys are really excited for this?
Dude, I am.
Yes.
I am.
It's going to be like another Besieged where you sit there and you do, like, nothing.
But it has to do with more of the history of, you know, Vanna Dale and what we had been taught before.
It's basically what this is. It's going to be, you know, something to do in the expansion, obviously. You know, stuff that was going on the Quan and Midartian continents during the Crystal War. Obviously, you know, you're from one of the three nations, you're fighting, you know, either the Orcish Empire, the Quadav Shield Warriors, the Yagudothia military, and the Shadow Lords Dark Kindred. So, and it says, too, that it wasn't always limited to direct engagement with the enemy. You know, you might be going on march to supply runs, entrenchment and fortification, cooperative maneuvers with allied forces, and stuff like that. So it almost sounds like it's going to be a mix of things. Like, it sounds like it'll be, like, there will be some instances where it could be, like, besieged-type things, and then there's other things like, you know, like assault. Maybe it's just a new assault system.
Who knows, man? I just want the expansion to come out.
I know. One, less than a month. It's all we need to wait.
So soon.
But it looks pretty cool. And if you look at the photos, too, it doesn't look like there's a large group there. You know, there's maybe a full party of people and then probably some, like, soldier NPCs or whatever. So, I mean, it could be, you know, like, Wing's new version of Assault, which could be, you know, which would be cool, because I know Assault is pretty popular with, you know, it has been popular with Argon. So having another thing, you know, similar to that, where you can get, you know, items and, you know, just get a party, go do stuff in a small amount of time, which is something that I think is really good in this kind of game.
But, you know what might be interesting is if it's like kind of like I never really had all that much experience with it, so I can't say, mm-hmm. you know, from my experience, but it might be some kind of vamped up version of Expeditionary Force missions.
That could be too, yeah. And there's been a lot of talk going on, too. Like, if you know, the more, you know, battles are like, in Ronafar, like, if that'll change the number of orcs in, like, the present day. Like, there's been a whole lot of different things like that, which would be cool and not cool at the same time. It'll be really interesting to see if anything that you do in the past will change something in the present.
Well, they had alluded to something about how you could possibly make species of mobs extinct in
right.
the future or in the present.
Mm-hmm. So that'll be very, very.
Wait, they said that?
Yeah.
Long time ago. I think it was an interview right after the expansion had been announced.
What?
Whether that was just something they were thinking of at the time or if they're going to include that, I mean, you know, who knows?
True.
But it'd be cool to see if they do anything with that.
More news to come at FanFest 2007.
Definitely be keeping you guys updated. So that's campaign. Looks pretty cool. Another thing is on Play Online this week, they had a little history blurb about the Crystal War, which is pretty cool, some really cool artwork in here, too. They talk about the Battle of Jugner, the Siege of Juno, and then the Battle of Zarkabard. The most interesting thing about this, though, is that in the artwork that they give for the Battle of Zarkabard, you can actually see imps and trolls.
Yeah, you posted that.
Yeah, which is very interesting. Which, I mean,
I was arguing with someone. I forget if it was one of you guys or one of my Link Shell buddies.
Who knows?
But they were like, I was like, you know, everything, you know, won't tie up loose ends, but it'll tie all together.
Yeah, it'll kind of bring everything together. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it'll tell you, you know, why everyone moved to the different parts and crap like that. Right. So
yeah, it'll be like really very interesting. Wait, it's like the trolls are over so here. Excited. And because, I mean, everyone knows that Adar-Gan was neutral during the Crystal War. Maybe they were just taking a break, like all the beastmen were over here messing around with, you know,
the rest of
us. The Altana forces, and they're like, they're over there? They're not, like, coming into our city trying to steal our candy anymore? Well, everybody take five. Let's enjoy this little break we got. But, I mean, who knows? I mean, it'll be really interesting to see how this all ties in together. But it's kind of cool that they're, you know, connecting in little bits and pieces from Adar-Gan into this.
Man.
Dude, I am so pumped for this expansion.
I know, like, I sound like a broken record, but, man.
Totally. Come on. But, I mean,
hurry up.
You know, the other battles look really cool. They talk about, you know, the Gigas throwing boulders at Juno and all the orcs and Jugner. And, oh, it's going to be very, very cool if we get to participate in these kind of battles. So yeah, that's pretty much it as far as the Play Online news goes this week. As far as our website goes, as I just mentioned a little bit, the mention of the Adar-Gan mobs in Wings of the Goddess, which would be pretty cool. Another thing that we found this week, thanks to Chin, was what was the website? It was
It was just like an EB Games website. I don't think
It was like a British gaming site, I think, or like a UK gaming site, right?
But it was where it was like a store, like you could pre-order it.
Yeah, right. Like you could
pre-order
it. And it was
just the description of the
game. And you know, it's got the description and their little bullets. And one of these was a feature called like Moghouse Guests, which is something I know Ganny had talked about this. I think when we had him on before, that he wanted to see with Link Shells, where you would have almost like a Mog House or like a like that hostel thing they got in, you know, Whitegate that no one probably uses, where, you know, you could just get together with your friends and chill and customize stuff, you know, which would be really cool. Apparently, they're going to do this where you can actually bring people into your Mog House, which will be really cool. Because I know you can get some pretty cool furniture for your Mog House, but the problem is, unless you take, you know, a million screenshots and post it somewhere, no one's going to see it. So let's, you know, give people the opportunity to actually, like, see all this cool crap that you've collected from these events over the last, like, 5 years.
True. I mean, it's kind of weird, though. I mean, how are they gonna, like, I thought PS2, like, couldn't handle this kind of stuff.
Well, I mean, that's another thing, too. From what I remember reading a long time ago, the actual Mog House isn't server side. It's like client side. So I'm not sure how they're gonna actually be, you know, working this into it. I mean, it's probably not, you know, too difficult. I know, I think even the Windowware was gonna do something like this, but they didn't want to release the coding for it or something a long time ago. But you know, it'll be pretty cool to you know, invite friends over to your Mog House and check out all the random crap that you've accumulated over the years.
Get the kink going.
Oh, boy.
Whoa.
Chilling like a villain in the Mog House.
Yeah, you want to see my airship?
You know, if... You don't have an airship.
I have an airship.
I'll show you my airship if you show
mini
me yours.
I have a mini airship. I have a mini airship in my Mog House.
You know what I'm thinking the best part of this is going to be? Is people are going to idle in other people's Mog Houses and stuff like that. So they're not all going to be sitting in Whitegate. So when you have to go through Whitegate, it doesn't take you 25 freaking minutes.
Yeah, well, maybe. I mean, it's still technically they're in Whitegate, though. So I'm not sure. You know, I'm not like a programmer or anything like that. So I'm not sure if that'll actually do anything. Because they're still technically in the area. You know what I'm saying?
True.
But, I mean, yeah, it'll be really cool to do that. Totally pumped for that. Another thing, too, this week, Elyon on our forums pointed this out. They unleashed the box art for the Vonadil Collection 2008, which will be coming out for,
It's a pretty sweet box art, too.
Oh, I love the box art for it. It's really cool. It's got a little screenshot from, like, all the expansions on it, which will be cool. And they're releasing it for PS2, so if you're one of those people that, like, well, probably everyone that owns a PS2, you can never find the damn expansion packs when they come out, let alone several, you know, months after the fact. You'll actually be getting all of them right in one little box. So that'll be, I mean, I never even play on my PS2 anymore, but it's almost tempting just to get it. Just because, you know, it's everything right there. But, so that'd be really cool. Another issue that I wanted to bring up this week, we've been hearing from people that the website is crashing Internet Explorer. We don't know why it's doing that. We're looking into it.
Uses Internet Explorer?
You know, we... funny because I called up our resident tech support guy, Taken, and we were talking a little bit. And actually more than half of the people that visit the site actually use Internet Explorer over Firefox, which surprised me a little bit because I thought most people would use Firefox.
But, no.
We're trying to fix this. We have no idea why it's doing this. If there's anyone out there that might have an idea, go ahead and let us know. We got a forum thread up about it. So, we'll try and get that resolved as soon as possible. And, let's see. This week, too, I forgot to write this down. Put a Pumpkin on Your Head Festival. Treat 2 came out. It was the new wallpaper. So check that out if you haven't already. It's pretty lol-tacular.
Who doesn't like lol-tacular?
Dude, Kieran looks weird on it. Like that right there, I think, is motivation enough to go and check it out.
True. But,
and then Chin's got the, like, Kieran, what are you doing? Like, looking over, it's like, WTF, sir. But, you can check that out. You can get that on our media page on our website. Hopefully it won't crash if you use Internet Explorer. So that'll take us into in-game. So, who wants to go first?
I'll go first, because I got a sword.
Oh. Whatever, squig, whatever.
Paper, rock, scissors?
Nah, cool. Squig, no. It's cool.
Well, I really didn't do all that much. I've been swamped with school. I got a final sometime next week or the week after, so.
Those are never fun.
Yeah. I got on a little bit, though. We managed to finish 8-1 for COP.
Very cool.
Now I can access just about all the areas I need to for, Limbus and doing C-Pops and all that other good stuff. So, did a little bit of meriting. Helped a couple guys get their AF1s.
Nice.
Did a little bit of crafting. Got alchemy to 80 and decided, because the next, a couple of the things I want to make for like 81, 82, you need woodworking for. So I decided to start leveling my woodworking and, didn't even get it to level 1 before I had to log out. I'm like, oh, wow, I'm great.
I've done that before. I'll be like, I am totally going to do this tonight. And then, like, 2 minutes later, I'm like, nah.
I was getting more skill ups, getting woodworking, I mean, getting alchemy to 80 than I was getting skill ups going from 0 to 1 on woodworking. I'm like, what is this? I'm using the same crystal. What is really going on here? So, yeah, I'm not liking woodworking too much. other than that, I'm hoping to get on a more regular basis once school kind of clears up.
Right.
I've gone through, like, 7 or 8 chapters in the last 2 days, so my brain's fried.
Wowee. Cast re-rays on it before you die.
Yeah, I know, right? Next.
Well, I guess I'll go before I forget stuff, because I've been good like that tonight. This week was pretty cool. I actually had Tuesday off from classes, so I logged in. There really wasn't anything going on. So, I've been trying to complete one of those Gorgits from Sea for a while now, since I got my Love Halberd, so I could get the Virtue Stones for it. And of course, for Gorgits, you need the organs from the UFOs, which nobody ever wants to do.
Oh, Miorva.
So I just kind of like, well, let's see, you know, I could get an OB, you know, from the lesser mobs to drop those organs, so maybe I can solo them. So, and actually, I could solo them really easily. So, the only thing in the sky that I can't solo, like, right in the initial area is C.
Jeez, what is it with us and sky and C?
Maybe I'll edit that to make me look better.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, so I could pretty much solo everything in there except for Yovra's, which is cool. Or, Mage Urns. Those tend to not like me. The first thing I did, I pulled an urn, because like, I was just trying it out. I wasn't sure, you know, what I'd be able to handle or not. So I pull this urn. First thing he does is dispel my re-rays. So I'm like, I super joke, I'm like, hey, look at the wyvern, and I zoned. But came back. But it was cool. So I got all the organs I needed in maybe about an hour or so. So I got an Orby and Orby? What's an Orby? So I got my Orby, which I'm never, ever, ever going to use.
Just out of sheer morbid curiosity, which one did you get?
It was the, I can't remember the name, but it was the fire one.
I don't have any OBs yet. It was like, because
I've had a decent collection of organs since I got C. So I'm like, I looked at what I had and what I needed left, and that was the easiest one to get. I didn't even look at what kind it was. I just saw that I needed these organs. I'm like, all right. So I got my stones and actually got into a merit party later that day where I parsed second for DD. There was two warriors and a monk in the party, which is pretty cool. Yeah. Totally pumped that I outparsed a monk. Even if he wasn't that well equipped, I can just say, I outparsed a monk, and, you know, people aren't gonna be like, whatever, you know, dragoon better than monk. Yeah. That's all there is to it. So that was pretty sweet. Other than that, did some, you know, some sky, some limbus, basic kind of stuff. So that was about it for me.
Nice. So, my turn?
Well, I'm gonna assume so, unless Stake, do you wanna go? Yeah, he's not here, so yeah, go ahead.
Let's see. Monday, did some dirty sky farming.
Dirty sky farming.
Ooh. Yeah, I've yet to see Dustbot since that update.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
And seeing as I've got, like, little patience, I can't stay there forever.
It's tricky. Right. It's weird. We'd gotten Dustbot a couple times this week. And it's right after the update, it seemed like it was really a pain in the butt to get him. But, you know, it seems easier now. Like, I don't know what it is. It's funny because they'll pop, like, right after the doll you fight dies. So we'll be sitting there pulling, you know, like a million of them. And all of a sudden, like, this big one will pop. And we'll just be like, stop pulling. But, yeah, it's kind of weird, because I know a lot of people have been talking about
We were pulling, like, five at a time.
Wow.
Like, I would go down, and I would just, like, body aggro all the ones on one side, and I'd bring them back, sleep to them, and we just blow through them, and then someone else would, there were two other people pulling one at a time.
Right.
So, I mean, like, where is he? He doesn't exist on Carbuncle, I swear.
Yeah.
They forgot to load him.
Like, oops, our bad.
We had a guy join the link shell. He's actually, like, in my first social shell when I joined the game.
Oh, wow.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that is.
When you think about how long you've actually known these people, you know, not like you really know them, but you know.
And the weird thing is, too, like, when you'll have not even, like, talked to them since then. Like, you'll remember, like, you hung out with them a long, like, you know, years ago, and then they'll come in and you'll be like, hey, I remember you.
Hey, what's going on? He came in and he was like the leader of a sky shell. And he had like some real life stuff going on. So he ended up like, leaving the game for a few months.
Yeah.
And I think the shell was pretty much dead anyway. So he brought us like a Corinne set and, a few stones. So that was awesome. We got to farm and I think we finished up a second Corinne set,
nice.
Which is pretty cool. Tuesday I did Dynamis Sandy and it went really horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how because I mean, like, I know the first few pulls are kind of crappy anyway in that zone, but, like, our puller was just getting links upon links upon links.
Yeah.
We ended up getting a few AF. I forget what they were now. Nothing special.
Right.
A lot of people want the Bard hat, so...
Yeah, Bard is pretty popular.
Really the only reason we went there. Wednesday did Omega. We got the body, legs, and hands.
Wow.
So that was really cool, yeah. Made a lot of people happy.
If you ever get a body that you don't want, let me know, and I'll transfer servers and get to Apollyon in like 5 minutes.
Awesome, awesome. I'll keep that in mind.
I will move so fast to do that. You have no idea.
Oh, I got my thief to 68.
Nice.
Woo.
Yeah, so I'm getting there. Almost, you know, getting close. Bought my thief's knife, so I officially have Treasure Hunter 4, even though I can't equip it.
That'll be, what, your fourth job at 75?
Yeah.
Dang. Yep. I feel like I'm, like, slacking now.
Well, the way I see it, like, I mean, I don't know.
Well, it's
like,
quick.
Thief,
you
is,
got
the, thief
three,
is the hardest
right?
one I had to level, like, because I can't get invites on it.
Right.
Ninja, Red Mage, and Corsair, I went, like, 1 to 75, mm-hmm. you know, in 2 months.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty quick.
Well, Squig, you got, what, 3 75 jobs?
Yeah.
Then you'll have four. I have two.
Well, I'm definitely, I've already decided else. I'm going to have one more 75 job. And I don't know if it's going to be Paladin, because that's 50. Dark Knight, which is like 48. Or, I kind of want to do Black Mage just because I won't have to buy a lot of gear for it.
Right.
And, like, that the usefulness sense. Of Black Mage is just awesome.
Yeah, I know, like, for me it works out really nice to just have, you know, two DDs at 75 because they share a lot of the same gear.
Totally.
Like, I mean, it's not, like, there's obviously some things that, like, that'll be different, you know, like the body pieces and that kind of stuff. But, like, mm-hmm. all the stupid little nitpicky things that cost an arm and a leg, like the belts, the back pieces, the earrings, and the rings, those all transfer over. Which is very nice.
Oh, totally.
I'm definitely taking Summoner and Red Mage to 75, and then I got that whole mage thing going on.
Needs more Derg. Needs more Derg Chin.
I'll tell you, Squig, man, like, Red Mage is definitely the best job. Like, no, I'm not saying the best out of all of them. I mean, like, personally, like, you know, there's never a time where people don't need a Red Mage. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So the only thing that stopped me from Red Mage is that whole artifact situation. I still don't have Savage Blade done, so I can't flag any of my AF quests.
Mm.
So it's a pain.
You know,
I don't
wait,
like
one of these.
Wait, what do you mean you can't?
As long as you have Savage Blade active, it's the same NPC that gives you the Savage Blade quest as they give you AF2 and on for Red Mage. So as long as you have Savage Blade active, you cannot get any Red Mage quest. I've talked to her several times.
Hmm.
The only way I could do it is if I canceled Savage Blade, which I've broken the sword, so
right.
I don't want to do it again, and then go
that's
back to her to start up Red Mage. Yeah, that's
we'll
the
just,
only
we'll
reason
just,
why I quit
yeah.
in the first place.
We'll add that to the list of things we need to do, Squig.
Lol.
We got to do so missions. We got to get your... Oh, man.
And right now, I'm already in the middle of Summoner Artifact. I still need to get the body piece and Temple of Ugly,
ooh.
But oh, she's gonna help me with that.
That coffer is the devil.
Not to mention, it's a horrible piece anyway, but
yeah,
I need to
it's
that.
Like, I remember when I had to get my samurai body from there, I had been shouting for like a week, and then finally, three Japanese Taru were like, dude, let's go. I didn't know what was going on. Like, they killed something for the ninja AF out by that like red marsh or the pond or whatever, right outside
yeah,
the temple.
Yeah,
and then we
over
went
by,
in there.
In a ranker.
And they're just like, we got into the, it was all the way in the back too, in the room with like the throne. So it wasn't,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't even any of the little things in the way. You had to go all the way back and you need the special key for the door to get in there.
Yeah.
They were fighting all these Tonberries and I'm just standing there and they're like, dude, go get the damn chest. I'm like, okay. So that was pretty cool. Cause like, you know, communication was kind of limited since they were, you know, were Japanese, but oh, that was so cool. When I finally got it, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, and I was soloing bombs in Garlage a couple months ago
cool.
and ended up getting my coffer key for Garlage, so...
That's pretty cool.
Next AF I need for it, I'm already set.
Yeah, that's really cool, too. Like, I mean, not as much anymore now since Outer Gone came out and a lot of, you know, after 50 or so, people are XPing out of there. Because, I mean, you could, you know, you'd get keys for the, you know, chests you'd need for your AF.
Yeah.
In parties all the time. But,
true. Let's see. Did Dynamis Sand Glacier on Saturday?
Very cool.
Got we had a Black Mage body drop.
Love that piece.
Paladin legs, and I actually got the ninja body.
cool.
What?
The body is really
nice.
That
was awesome.
That's an awesome piece. Congrats.
It's an awesome piece. It's like a 3D body.
Mm-hmm. And it looks cooler.
Oh, totally. Oh, yeah. Let's see. And I got my Swift belt yesterday.
Ooh. I still need to go back and do mine.
Yeah, so my ninja's getting pretty respectable between the AF2 body. So I'm having a lot of fun, you know, playing around with that again.
Mm-hmm.
We did some C today. That was pretty much the last thing, but we're popping the Ix Airns. We had like two parties going, one at Dark and one at Dragoon.
Yeah.
And I was with the people at the Dark Knight one. And our White Mage ended up dying. Ooh. So blood was on Durg sub White Mage.
Nice.
And he was main healing.
Dude, I love that.
The whole
tank
party. It was awesome. His healing breaths were doing like 473 each time.
Wow, that's awesome.
He's got like all the Wyvern HP gear.
Dude, I have a lot of it, and I have never had it that high.
Yeah, he did like deep breathing and then healing breath at one point, and it did like 700 plus.
Man, I'm going to have a chat with that man. I think the highest I've had mine was like a 280 or something.
Really?
Yeah. And I have more, like, I mean, I got the JSE body from the Sublagar. I got the Gorgut. I got the legs.
I think it was using the perch, too, the Wyvern perch. That staff.
He's probably got the home on feet, too, right? Does he have
I think so, yeah.
So that's...
I'm not sure exactly. You'll have to talk to him.
Yeah, that's interesting. I wish I could get mine that high.
It's pretty intense. It's definitely good because, we have other tanks, so him on Ninja and C doesn't make much sense.
Yeah.
So, like, an extra healer is just awesome.
Just, like, the thing about, like, a Dragoon main healing is just awesome. I know I did that during a Skyrun one time.
The Wyvern never gets any hate, so it's incredible. It's awesome.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't die and, you know, you don't have, like, the recast up for it or whatever, you're fine. Like,
exactly.
Love Dragoon.
Yeah, but that's about it for me this week, I think. Yeah.
Nice. All right. Let's right in.
Did you mute yourself or something?
Oh, I totally did.
Whoa!
Yeah. My computer has been really, really bad this week, so I'm using a backup mic that I have, and it has like a ridiculously large and sensitive mute button on it.
Smooth.
Anyway, yeah, that'll take us into Treasure Coffer for this week. Last week's question was, what can you steal off a goblin shovelman? The answer was a mithril beast coin. The winner goes to Elsidos from the Kujata server. So congratulations, you can expect your prize in the mail whenever State gets around to buying it and sending it. Lol.
True.
Alright, this week's questions, kind of a little bit related to the news. How many soldiers did the Beastmen Confederate have in the Battle of Jugner? How many soldiers did the Beastmen Confederate have in the Battle of Jugner?
11 billion.
Oh my god, that's a lot. Not to mention not a real number, but that's beside the point.
That's not a real number!
You can send your answer to Treasure Coffer in a PM on our forums, along with your name, server, and address, should you win, and we will announce the winner next week.
Yay, winners!
I like winners, because winners aren't losers.
Way to hate yourself.
I just don't know how to answer
lame.
That one.
That was so lame. I'm sorry.
That was incredibly lame.
I'm over here
crying. Everyone was thinking it. I just said it.
I don't quite know how to answer that.
Why do you always have to pick on me?
Boo-hoo. Because it's
you're healing
too easy.
Breath. Don't do 470 something.
You know what? It's probably because Blood is a Galka and the Wyvern's like, lol, your MP sucks.
Like, I better help you out.
Alright, that'll take us right into our email. We have one email this week, actually from Elsidos from Kujata. It says, hey guys, mega props from Kujata for the most entertaining podcast on the web. It says two questions. Yeah. First, does butt kissing help with the treasure coffer results? JK. he didn't bribe us, I swear to God. For real, I just have a quick question. Seeing as this is the first MMO that I have played, I was wondering what the average life cycle of an MMO is. Granted that it doesn't look like FFXI is going anywhere, but I was just curious. That's actually a pretty good question. Well, Final Fantasy, you know, we've been around, what, 5 years now?
Yeah.
I think WoW has been around, maybe, what, 4 years-ish?
Or so? I don't know.
That sounds about right.
They came out kind of around the same time, I believe. You know, and then you gotta look at things like EverQuest that have been around since, Dirt was invented. And people still play it. So, I mean, really, I think yep. the average life cycle is gonna depend on, you know, on really the game and the people that still play it. You know, Square has said they'll keep making expansions as long as people are still playing the game. So, I mean...
Which is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
The bottom line is money. As long as SE's still making money off of Final Fantasy XI, they're gonna keep doing expansions and keeping the servers up.
Yeah. Which is pretty cool. I mean, like, I know I've heard, you know, EverQuest 2 came out, people tried that, and then they went back to EverQuest 1. Which is kind of funny, too. So, I mean...
Which is really funny, because if you've ever, like, seen EverQuest, it's like, I don't understand how people even play that game.
I don't know, buddy. Used to play that game.
My boxy character is walking through town now.
Dude, EverQuest 2 was so cool when it first came out, because they have the slash pizza command.
What?
Slash pizza?
If you
pizza?
Type slash pizza, it brings up an online order form for Pizza Hut.
No way.
That is too funny.
That is awesome.
That is like the
product placement
thing
at its best.
Ever.
That is.
Like, seriously, what more do you need? Like, get a toilet chair for your computer and you're set for life.
Get wireless and just go sit in an outhouse ordering your
Lol.
Pizza.
I don't know about an outhouse, but,
All right, anyway.
Anyway, yeah, good question.
That was a good question.
I want pizza now.
No, right?
That's about it, yeah. That was a really short episode. See what happens when Steak and Kieran aren't around. We get straight to the point. Not a lot of messing around.
It's quite boring, actually.
Yeah.
I know, people get the chance to actually talk and be understood. That's crazy.
No one understands you, Squig. Come on.
Of course not.
What is this understanding you talk about? I do not
¿Qué?
Get it.
¿Cómo? ¿Eh?
Yeah. Is there any anything else we can talk about?
I don't know. I don't think so.
That's pretty much it.
Square, release the next job before the fan fest. Please.
No. Don't do it before
release
the
it,
fan fest.
Release it right now.
Release one. Release one in Osaka, and then release one in Anaheim.
Yes, three jobs.
If there's any listeners out there that ace their management courses, yeah, send me a PM.
Oh, t-shirts. T-shirts.
Buy t-shirts.
Yeah, I totally forgot about the t-shirts.
Buy
okay.
t-shirts.
So, I know I'd mentioned this before. I'd mentioned that on the actual page for the t-shirts. Basically, how we're doing this is Monday, which will be today for people listening, assuming that I get the episode out on time, will be the last day to place your order for FanFest t-shirts, if you want to make sure that you have them before the actual FanFest full event. We'll be selling shirts for a little bit after Monday, maybe a week or so, maybe 2 weeks. We haven't decided yet, but you'll still be able to get some after Monday, so don't worry about that. But if you want a shirt to be actually, like, you know, get it and wear it to the FanFest, you need to place your order in by Monday. So anything after that, and you'll probably, you know, we won't be, because we get the shirts made in batches. So batch one is going to be, you know, we're putting in the order like Tuesday morning. And then batch two will probably do, you know, a couple weeks after that or so. So if you want a shirt before the fan fest, order up. That's pretty much it. I think that covers any, I don't think I've forgotten anything. You guys, can you guys think of anything?
No, just the t-shirts, man.
And here's pretty much
it. That's it.
Oh. Alrighty. Mm. As always, you can email us at petfoodalpha@gmail.com. Check out our forums and all that good stuff. Check out the cool picture I submitted for the FanFest art contest on our forums, petfoodalpha.com. Use Firefox for now. If you're having issues with Internet Explorer, we will fix that ASAP. And
people should be using Firefox anyway.
That's true. But we won't get into that debate.
Do yourself a favor and just download it and use it. That's it.
In Firefox or get a Mac. I think Safari works. So we will see you next week. Say goodbye.
See you. Bye.
Bye.